Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is the late show. Stephen for Henry tonight. Chris Tubbs alongside. Chris hosting tomorrow night with Josh Wheeler. Henry returns next week here to the Lake Show, News Talk 830 WCCO. And the future of a sport is literally playing out in a courtroom in Charlotte, North Carolina. And a good friend of the program, Jordan Bianchi, joins us. He covers NASCAR for The Athletic. Jordan, good to visit with you. And is that an overstatement? Because I feel like there's a lot on the line here.
Not an overstatement at all. You may be underselling it a little bit. I mean, this arguably could be one of the, if not the biggest thing to ever shape NASCAR in its 77 years of an existence. And I know that sounds crazy when you start thinking about it, but the ramifications from this are really significant, potentially. And I will say this, no matter who wins, whether that's NASCAR or the two teams suing NASCAR, there are going to be no winners in this, and there's going to be fallout from that. So the consequences from this are significant for so many reasons. If NASCAR wins, it's effectively pushing Michael Jordan's race team out of the sport, which is crazy to think about. Like, you're saying you don't want Michael Jordan in your sport, but that's essentially what would happen. And then if Michael Jordan's team and the other team, Front Row Motorsports, wins, they're likely, potentially, could be huge penalties issued to NASCAR, ranging from, you know, $300 million plus, you know, fines, damages awarded. NASCAR could be forced to liquidate, or not liquidate, excuse me. NASCAR could be forced to sell a bunch of its racetracks. There's just all sorts of things across the board that can happen from this. So, no, you're not underselling it at all.
Yeah, it's crazy, Jordan, because week in, week out, you follow the sport and what happens on the track, and occasionally we talk about the business side. And the thought was, leading up to the end of the season and the championship race, and there was a lot of controversy there. Denny Hamlin didn't win the title, looked like he was going to. Kyle Larson ended up winning the championship. A lot of controversy at the end. A lot of bad feelings. Lo and behold, Denny Hamlin's front and center in this thing.
Yeah, I mean, Denny Hamlin's in front and center, and then you talk about that championship weekend in Phoenix, and it's weird because it was,
wow.
You had, you know, obviously the championship should be the focus, right? Like, that should be the focus.
Sure.
But the backdrop was, not only was NASCAR involved in a federal lawsuit that was coming down the pike, and they were going to, you know, the court date was going to start just weeks away. Oh, by the way, the guy who's racing for the championship also co-owns one of those race teams. And so it's just, it was inescapable. And it's really, in the grand scheme of things, you look at it, and what this trial or this lawsuit has done, really, for the last year since it got filed, has just kind of casted a giant shadow over the sport. This year, for example, it wasn't so much what was happening on the racetrack and who was doing what or anything like that. It was, a lot of it was lawsuit related, and it was always kind of, even when it wasn't the predominant storyline, it was still there in the background, and you knew it was there. And it's just, it's one of those things that's unmistakable, and it's been something that NASCAR's had to deal with. And the only thing you can think about is, this is something that maybe probably should have been put to bed 3 years ago when they started the negotiations for this contract, because this is what ultimately what it is. It's a labor relations deal, basically. This should have been nipped in the bud 3 years ago. It wasn't. It festered. It grew. And now here we are in federal court.
Yeah, and let's get to the bottom of that and sum it up as quickly as we can. NASCAR, controlled by the Franz family, yep, and has been since the beginning of time, and they make the TV deals. They own a lot of the tracks. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's 100% of the tracks. Maybe it is. But yeah, my point being is, and then you got the team owners. You know, people are familiar with Rick Hendrick and Hendrick Motorsports, or Joe Gibbs. Michael Jordan happens to be a team owner. Denny Hamlin, a co-owner, and there's a lot of team owners. And what we're talking about here is kind of how those revenues are divvied up, and yep, ultimately it gets down to that: who's getting what out of this big pie, and that's ticket sales at the tracks, television revenue, etc.
Exactly, and then the other thing, a part of this too, and you nailed it across the board. And I'll just add this in there: is there's charters, and basically, for those who don't know, these charters are basically like franchises in stick and ball sports. And when you own a charter, you're guaranteed certain revenues and everything. Those charters aren't permanent, though. Those, you know, it's part of a deal, and the deal basically expires every few, 7 years or so. The teams have been pushing really, really hard, saying, hey, we need permanent charters. Let's make this permanent. Let's not make this up for negotiation. That way it can help us guarantee certain revenue streams and everything, right? And NASCAR's pushed back and said, no, we don't want to make them permanent. We're not comfortable with that. And that ultimately was kind of the catalyst for all of this to be where this is. And when I say this could have been nipped in the bud 3 years ago, as the charter negotiations were going on, had NASCAR just offered the teams permanent charters, this frankly probably would have never happened. And yet they didn't. Here we are. And it's a complicated thing. And right now you're at a point of where it's like there doesn't seem to be an easy way out, and there's probably only going to be losers across the board.
Well, and here's the thing, and the reason, you got Denny Hamlin, one of the biggest stars in the sport, contending for a championship. So you've got that. Oh, by the way, we've mentioned Michael Jordan a number of times. A living legend of sport, a living worldwide legend of sport, and a billionaire in his own right. So Michael Jordan, I don't know how it shakes out, but he's got as much money as the Franz family, probably. It just seems you can't sit down and get a deal done with a worldwide star like Michael Jordan.
It's from the outside. You're like, why isn't this done? Like, you should be figuring this out. There's enough piece of the pie for everyone to go. And Michael isn't just some vanity owner. There's a lot of guys and a lot of owners across sports who just own teams just because. They don't really care about it. MJ cares about his team. He is at the races. He cares. He's passionate. He's invested in this financially and other ways. This is not just like something he puts together and says, whatever. No, he is in it to win it. And you want that if you're NASCAR. You should want that if you're NASCAR. And yet the way things have unfolded, unfortunately, they're going down a path where one way or another, Michael Jordan's team is on the precipice of leaving the sport. Either they're going to be forced out because they're going to lose this lawsuit, or they're going to win the lawsuit, and there may not be a NASCAR that they recognize and want to be participating in, or they may not even have their charters that this whole thing started about. And if they don't have charters, they're not racing. Even when they win, they still could lose. It's an absolute mess. It was completely avoidable. I know it's easier said than done, and it's a lot more complicated than that, but at the end of the day, you got to figure it out.
Yeah, you're crazy. And how long is this expected to play out in court? We know Denny Hamlin has been front and center with his testimony. Is there an expectation on how long this trial goes in Charlotte?
Well, I mean, the expectation was initially that it was going to go no more than 2 weeks, but they've already passed that, and now we're talking probably 2.5 weeks or so. There's a lot. There's 36 potential witnesses in this case. Things are moving slowly already. We're only day two into this thing. We've only gotten through two witnesses. There's a lot to go through here, a lot of minutia. It's going to be a long slog through this, and to put a timetable on, I don't know. I can just tell you it's going to be a heck of a lot longer than 2 weeks.
Yeah, and I understand that you're certainly there covering for The Athletic, but this is generating media attention because it certainly is a big sport, and the Rays draw a lot of fans. They do very well on television. I would assume there's a lot of eyeballs on this thing.
Absolutely. I mean, CBS News did this news story this morning.
They interviewed you, right?
Yeah, they did interview me. Yeah, I don't know why. They're desperate. Yeah. But that's the thing, though. Like this, when you have a case like this, and the dollars involved, and then you throw in the fact that this could reshape a sport, and then on top of that, you've got Michael Jordan involved. Like, it's just, this is a giant story that supersedes just this NASCAR bubble.
Yeah, and here we are, Charlotte, North Carolina. I would assume Michael Jordan's still pretty popular in that neck of the woods.
Just a little bit. I mean, I'll tell you this: at the trial yesterday, you'll love this, Steve. There were some jurors excused because they were Michael Jordan fans, and more than one of them walked by Michael Jordan in the courtroom and like gave him either a finger point or a fist bump or a wink. So yeah, people know who MJ is.
All right, Jordan. As this plays out, you kind of touched on what it could mean. The France family does have a hold on this sport. I mean, do they realize what's at stake? I think you with your colleague, there was a quote in here where Denny Hamlin sat down with one of the France family members and came away discouraged. That's really interesting to me.
Yeah, I mean, listen, it depends on who you talk to on the France family to get that perspective. They believe that they have a case and that they didn't do anything wrong and that this was just a contract negotiation that went wrong and that the teams are just grease parties in this and they didn't do anything wrong. We'll see how this plays out. But it's, you could have a scenario and where the France family looks at this and the fallout from this potentially, and they say, hey, we're done. Like we're going to sell, it's who knows how this is going to play out, but the France family for 77 years has ran the sport their way. And they've never been down this road before like this, to this degree, at least. And now they're facing, some dramatic changes that are probably going to be, that could potentially be forced on them.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And it's going to be interesting to see how this goes and what the reality is for them and if they adjust or not. But ultimately, it also could be a thing of, hey, their business model, how they've done business, could also be reinforced in federal court. And a federal court says, what you guys have done is okay. You haven't done anything illegal. Carry on.
Yeah, they could say, hey, it's your party. And the people that put race cars in these events week in and week out, no one says they have to. And that seems reasonable to me as well, Jordan.
It's there's a lot of things that this, there's been, common sense has been absent in this thing throughout the beginning. And if that common sense had been there from the beginning, we wouldn't be there. There's so many times along the way, and we've talked about this, where you think like cooler heads are going to prevail, like, hey, they're going to come to their senses and figure out some middle ground, and it hasn't happened. And yeah, exactly. And that's why walking in yesterday for the first day of court felt so real. Like, wow, we're really here. This is actually happening. Whoever thought this was going to be a thing.
All right. Finally, and we'll let you go. I know it's been a long day and you're very busy and we'll be back at it tomorrow. But the big players, Rick Hendrick, Joe Gibbs, the two powerhouses in the sport, does anybody know where Hendrick and Gibbs stand in all of this?
Yeah, and I'll throw Roger Penske in there too, and I will say this. Rick Hendrick is going to testify on this. Heather Gibbs, Joe Gibbs' daughter-in-law, is going to testify in this. Rick Hendrick, Roger Penske are in test. So where they stand on all this, you know, it's going to be interesting. Rick has, the only comment really we know about this is Rick has kind of said, hey, it was a tough negotiation, but we got a better deal than we had. It's going to be interesting to see how he testifies and what he says. And I don't know. This is going to be, I don't want to make a prediction because we don't know, but that they're going to be testifying and disclosing things about their companies that have been kept private, that is wildly fascinating.
Yeah. Well, great job in The Athletic covering it, and thanks so much for the time. Like I say, you got a lot in front of you, Jordan.
I appreciate it, Steve, and I'm sure we'll be in touch again. Thanks, sir.
Yeah, sounds good. There he is, Jordan Bianchi, covers NASCAR for The Athletic. But this is real drama and some big players.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.